What's going on, everybody? We are back. The Sanger Live podcast is officially back. It's been almost a year now, and we're finally up and running. What's going on, everybody? I'm your host, Moses, along with my co-host,
Drew.
And
Brosiah here.
Brosiah. So what's going on, everybody? Got a lot to talk about.
I got done yawning. I took a big yawn.
Got a lot to talk about. Got a lot to cover. A lot of information to give out. A lot of moves we've been working on. As you can see now, we are in a new podcast room. Took forever to get going, but
we're something we've been trying to do for a long time.
It has been.
Started off in my kitchen.
Yeah. Did, yeah. Started off in the dining room. Not even in the living room with a little desk.
That little table. And the little table in the living room.
And then from there,
moved into the dining room. And the now, dining room. Here we are.
We had other talks about moving into other places, but I think this was going to be the best spot for now. So
yeah,
I'm happy with it. I love it. We're trying to go with new looks. We're still working on the appearance, but we felt it was time to get the show going. So
big upgrade.
Now we're doing it. Yeah.
Heck yeah.
So
we're
that's
not even done with making it look good. We're still working on making it look good.
Yeah. Still got to do some touch ups, but
it's still a work in progress. But.
But yeah, so
it's a studio. A
lot of talk about, a lot of catch up on, a lot of big things happening with us. We'll start off with Joe.
I popped the question.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
He popped the question.
And she said yes.
She said yes.
Did she cry?
Oh, yeah.
Can you give us a demonstration of how she cried?
I don't know how she was crying.
You too dark. Liar.
I thought I was scared.
She's crying like Adam Sandler.
I thought Rafiki was there.
It was a really good moment though.
That's cool. Did you have it planned the way? Did it go well as according to plan?
Oh yeah,
yeah.
We didn't change anything about it.
That's perfect. That was around the time when like the weather was hectic, right? When all the waves were
That was
like 30 feet high.
Yeah, I remember being out there, man. We went to I forgot what beach it was, but from the distance you can see the waves just like high, man.
Really
just crashing.
Dude, yeah, that was like terrifying, Jesus. Man. Like, literally, all the coastline was going under. It was crazy.
I know. I wanted to go to
Pismo, Morro Bay. What's that one beach out there in San Diego? I forgot what beach, but
San Diego Beach.
San Diego got flooded.
Yeah,
Oceanside, where our niece is at. That's what we were keeping an eye on. So, man.
Yeah, I got engaged though. But how about you guys?
Really? I mean. Nothing with me. Like, I've just been doing what I've been doing. I've been busy a lot working at, Mavericks.
Yeah, as you all know, we are employees at Mavericks now, across the street, right from the shop.
Yep.
So, you guys come down, Mavericks.
For all your t-shirt needs.
All of them. Or banners. Yeah. Or signs. We do it all.
Yeah. But wait, if I've been at Mavericks for a year already, that means they didn't know I was working at Mavericks before. I wasn't working at Mavericks before we stopped.
No, we were doing security.
Yeah, I left security.
Yeah, I left security too.
I guess that's something new they don't know about. Yeah, I left security. Got a job at Mavericks Screen Printing. Now I do graphic design there.
Was it really that long ago?
Yeah.
I was already let go from Messen?
I think so.
Oh my God, that's been a long time since we've done a podcast. I got fired. Ridiculous.
I think we did do an episode.
No, we got
called an episode. I was fired.
Yeah, but that was when I got fired from CIS. Which, man, I promise you I'm a good employee. They just stupid people, man. That's ridiculous. I got fired from one job for trying to help them prevent a graffiti and vandalism. And
they backfired.
And it stopped. They stopped it that day. And, hey, let's just fire Mo for it. So I was like, all right, cool. Now... You get fired for helping people.
Now?
Yeah.
Now you get fired for helping people.
A person falls down and they want to get up. You can't help them up. It's ridiculous.
And now you're at risk of getting fired every day.
Now I'm at risk of getting fired every day where I'm at now, which is it's terrifying. My check gets so threatened. It's ridiculous, man. Can't believe it.
Oh, man.
I never dreaded work so much.
We have a good guest today that's going to be coming on. We will leave that for a little bit, but she's a fellow Sanger native, but it's another good guest we got.
Yeah, coming out of Sanger, we'll be talking more about her a little more, and then with her. So yeah, you guys just stay tuned. But yeah, what about you? What about you, Drew? I know something's got to be going on with you. You always got a story.
No, I mean, I really, it's crazy because a lot happens, but then when you look back, it's like, no, nothing happened in my life. It's like crazy.
It felt like a lot of corruption and a lot of, rocky roads going on. But yeah, I know what you mean because I'm trying to think of something that's going on in that. I'm basic. I'm Big Mo. I'm just Mo. Singer Live. A lot of Singer Live stuff going on. A lot of live accidents and stuff been happening. A little lost Peaches and... What was it about Peaches and Queen? I mean...
The little private gym that caught fire.
Yeah.
Peaches and Queen.
Yeah, that got up. But you know what? They're recovering now. They're doing good. They found a new spot over here on N Street.
Nice.
So they're doing good for themselves. But yeah, a lot of crazy stuff's been happening. Again, we, you know, just been getting communication with a lot of people, a lot of well-known people that we've been keeping in touch with. And there's a lot of them that are helping out and making this podcast possible. And, of course, you guys watching and following, you guys are helping us grow. I'm not sure how much we were at last time, but we've grown up to almost 16,000 now. So I'm sorry. Are we at 14 or 15?
I think we're at 15 right now.
15, working our way up to 16. Yeah. So we're working our way to 16,000 on Facebook, which is pretty damn good, I think, you know, like considering.
We're climbing up.
Man, and like social media in general, we're like over 20,000.
Yeah. Our views are coming in like by the K's now. by the K's. So it's pretty awesome. And
you guys are making it happen.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, it's really trying to get my brothers back on. I'm happy Josiah's back on here with us. It was a bit of a rocky road with this guy. And even for me and Drew, there was a lot of talks about wanting to stop, wanting to give up, wanting to quit, a lot of arguments. But you know what? It comes with wanting to build a business. And we're still here. We're holding strong. Still gets a little tough here and there. But you know what? We're holding it together.
It gets hectic trying to be everywhere at one time, and we got tons of people hitting us up telling us like, oh, what's going on over here, and it's like, okay, you try to go to one thing and someone hits you up, what's going on over here, and then if you don't get to either of them, it's like, where the heck were you guys at? And so you guys are dropping the ball. It's like, we got lives, man.
Yeah, no, for real.
You can't be everywhere at one time.
That's true. And then my car's garbage, so it's like, you know, my car don't have
that's
any.
What happened. Explain what happened there.
What? Oh, wait, that didn't happen while we were doing this?
No.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so...
The back. I think the front, dude. You hit the deer.
Yeah, the front. Man, if you guys hear clickety-clanks coming around City of Sanger, I promise
it's
you...
It's not Dennis the Menace.
It's not Dennis the Menace. The trains are still on the tracks.
Big Mo's car.
That's just Big Mo driving around illegally. But it's gotta be illegal somewhere, man, the way that car be rolling. But I'm getting new tires every week. Like it's getting crazy. But yeah, so no, don't worry. It's just me.
Never met anybody with two spares.
Yeah, bro, for real. My car rocks back and forth like catty cornered. So uneven.
It rocks like the Beverly.
For real, I'm not lying, man. Watch, you guys are gonna listen for it now. You're gonna hear clink, 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 clink.
Explain what happened to the back of your car.
So we were just leaving Fashion Fair Mall. We were coming down. We were on Fresno Street, I believe it is. We were facing north, gonna flip a U-turn because we were gonna head back. I think we were gonna go to Race, our other brothers. While we were parked there, I had my brother Daniel in the back and my cousin Olivia in the front. And we were just talking, mind our own business. Then, bam! Like out of nowhere, we just get hit and. All I hear is Daniel grunting and my cousin blaming me for some reason. Like, I'm like, I didn't do nothing. I'm still trying to figure out what happened.
Well, why'd you park?
I was trying to turn.
Was that the light? Explain Daniel's noises.
Daniel's, you know, like, it was like.
My poor baby. No, in the car.
No, I really got out of the car like, okay, I got to find out who this guy was. Then as soon as I got out, he's getting ready to pull away. And then I hear Daniel grunting in the back. And I remember that guy's got issues already with
follow
his health.
Him.
So, I checked on him and I checked on Olivia. And I was like, oh, my God. And then the guys were telling me he's leaving. So I chased him down a good block.
Barefoot?
All for nothing because really couldn't do much because, like, as you know, my car is a piece of turd and there's really not much I can do with it. So
you actually caught up with the guy?
Yeah. Chased him over there. He got scared.
What did he tell you?
He's like, I'm so sorry. I was like, hey, you better be.
Yeah. Like, <"Pause, laughs> let's go our separate ways.
Let's move on. No, but yeah, so that happened. We got hit and then
he said, that's it.
I mean, not much you could do, man.
Couldn't make a claim or anything, huh?
No, it's the way it goes.
Oh, yeah, your car is garbage.
It's done. It's done. The tires are ridiculous. It shakes. It vibrates at 60. It stops at 70.
It vibrates when it's on.
I don't understand it.
It vibrates at 60.
It wants to make a lot of noise that I'll never understand. I had to literally stop my mirror because it's shaking so much. The cars behind me are like,
hey,
I'm like, that.
You should tell them about that night when we had to help you get a tow.
Oh, yeah. Then my starter gives out like an idiot.
So this guy calls me. So I'm at home working out, right? And then I get a call from him. He's like, hey, what are you doing? I was like, I'm just here at home working out. What's up? He's like, my car won't start. I'm like, okay, like, what do you want me to do about it? And
I'll say a prayer for you.
God be with you.
God be with
you. And so, long story short, I take my jumper cable just to see, like, if it's his battery or something. And then, you know, we plug him up, and then I start my car, and his car's not starting. So we're like, crap, so it's not the battery. So he tries banging his starter, and car won't start, nothing. So we're like, okay, well, we're going to get a tow. So I end up using my insurance. Took maybe about an hour, but he actually got there pretty quick and
terrible. He had Cora all that day. And thank God.
No, yeah, I did. I had Cora, and I was even gonna be like, you know, I want to take her to Fresno with us, and it's a good thing I didn't. Cause, yeah. And then the tow guy wants to take his time flirting with every girl on the block.
Yeah, dude, he was flirting with the girl for like 30 minutes.
Yeah, man.
With his car.
Right there waiting in the middle of the road.
On the back of the bed.
Did you guys take notes?
I was looking to make sure he didn't go in it. I was like, man, you better stay out of Bertha. Then Daniel calls it Bertha, and I get upset. I got mad at Daniel. I was about ready to toss Daniel out the window.
Daniel calls your car Bertha?
Yeah, man.
I thought you called her Bertha.
No, I call her Bertha. The name is Bertha.
But he says Bertha.
Bertha. Because he don't know. Legend thinks he knows, but Legend, he's a whole different breed.
Yeah. Get him on this podcast, too.
We're going to get him on here, but he just needs to talk.
He'll probably hit us.
He probably will. He'll probably beat us on this podcast, and everybody will laugh.
When is he not beating us segment, up?
And we're going to be bruised.
When is he not beating us up?
He's not beating you up because you beat us up.
No.
Yeah?
She said to me earlier, he stabbed my chest for no reason.
Stabbed your chest?
Yeah, with his pointy fingers.
Are you scared of Daniel?
Huh?
Are you scared of Daniel?
No, I'm not
scared. Do you think you could take Daniel down if you could? Like, if you had a chance?
I think he can.
Maybe not. I'm not going to say that I can't for sure, because, I mean,
I think he can.
Daniel fights unpredictable like that.
Daniel sumo wrestler fight. Yeah. He just slaps.
He pushes him.
Yeah.
He don't give you a chance to think. He's just going to come at you.
Yeah. Like how he did that one night when we were at in the room.
He slapped my forehead like
he open palmed it.
He did, man. He put me in my place. I looked at him like, what do I do now? Like
he was watching a fly the whole time. He saw it land.
All over us.
And what did you do?
Nothing.
Nothing. Could do nothing.
You just stood there, laying in your bed, looking up at him.
He laid out.
Like, I'm gonna go. I'm gonna go to sleep.
Like he was filled with the Holy Ghost.
Oh my God. Yeah, I know. Try going up against Daniel and see what happens.
Dude, this dude was driving my car the other night. I was in the passenger seat, and he was beating me up while he was driving home.
He makes us fight him. We don't want to fight him. We have to fight him.
He tells me, he's all, do what I do to you. And I do it. And then he's like, do it harder. Bye. And he'll grab me, and I'm like,
dude,
ah!
He got that gorilla grip on us, dude. Like, it hurt.
He doesn't
like,
know
he
his
don't...
own strength, man. That guy's freaking...
I can't get cereal. I can't even pour me a decent bowl of cereal without this guy waking up from bed like the Undertaker and looking at me across with those dead eyes.
This next segment is brought to you by Academy West Insurance. For all your insurance need, call Academy West. If you want the insurance, that's the best. Go see Matt Graney at Academy West.
Yes. So for today's episode, we have a very special guest coming out of our very own hometown here in Sanger in California, Alyssa Samarano. Alyssa, how are you doing today?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Awesome. I'm doing great. And
I'm here as well.
Yeah, Drew's doing good. We got to find a way to get you in here, Drew. You just got to throw yourself in there. So for those of y'all don't know, Alyssa Samarano is a Sanger High student here at Sanger High School. She is currently a junior high student. Mm-hmm. And go ahead and tell us a little about yourself, Alyssa.
Well, I'm 16 years old. I'm turning 17 in June. And I've been boxing for about 8 years now, since I was 10.
Okay.
Like 9, 10 I started. And, you know, it's going really good right now. Like, everything's really, it's happening. So I'm really happy that I got this opportunity to be here.
That's awesome. And you said you started your boxing career, or started the interest in boxing, at the age of 10?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And when did you actually start getting more involved with it? Like, I know you grew an interest, but when you actually started getting into the ring?
Yeah, probably around my second year when I was doing it, when I had my first competition. My first fight was at the Fresno Fair.
That's pretty good. I mean, that's like the big jump. Like, yeah. That's from nothing to that's a 0-100. What about fighting? It just draws you to it. Like if you ask any other person off to the street, like, I'm pretty sure they don't like getting hit in the face.
No, yeah. I think it's just about like meeting like new people. Like, you meet people from like around like the states, like of California. Like, I have friends from Rhode Island, New York, New Jersey.
Really?
So it's about like meeting new people. Yeah. Wow. It's really fun.
That's cool.
You had to fight these friends?
I did. Like, my friend from Rhode Island, I fought her in one of the nationals, and she was really short, and like, she seen me, she's like, wow, like, you're tall. Like, yeah. She didn't believe it. And ever since, we just became really close.
Yeah, you really are, actually. When you walked in here the first time, I was like, oh my god, I actually like, this is your interview. Like, yeah. Man, that's cool. But speaking of that, like, does it, being tall in the ring, does it have its advantages?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it definitely really? Does.
In what sense, like, does it, like, how do you take advantage of it? Like,
because I have like a long reach, so that like, it works really good, because a lot of the girls are short. Like, I'm one of the tallest ones, so I have like a good advantage for like using my long reach.
Do you see the fear in their eyes when they approach you? Like,
oh, yeah, they kind of like, they have to look up. Like,
have you ever had anybody taller than you?
Mm-mm.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I man. So have. You're walking in there tall, literally. Like, yeah. Man, that's cool.
I have.
What is your reach?
Probably like, dang, I don't even know, but I know.
Oh, they don't measure that?
No, yeah. They don't measure, okay, no. Okay.
So it says here that you're a national champion. How many times national champion are you?
Seven.
Seven times. How does that feel?
It's crazy. I never expected it.
Talk about your first time. Like, when you first got that first national champion, how was that like? What was the experience?
I was really young, too. So my first national was for silver gloves. And I was really young, so, like, I didn't really think much of it. Then that's when I had my first USA nationals. And, like, that was, like, a big, like, leap into my journey. So it was crazy.
Now, are these 7 times in a row, or is it spaced out?
And, like, every year, like, we have about 5 nationals in a year.
Okay.
So there's a lot to it, yeah.
Oh, okay. That's cool. And it says here that you have another boxing competition coming up in Albuquerque, New Mexico?
Yes.
And are you prepared for that?
Yeah, I've been training hard.
When is that one? When's that one take place?
That one's, we leave on Tuesday.
Awesome. Is there a way that we can watch it? Like, if the viewers at home want to see this fight, like, what would be the best way to view that fight?
USA National or USAboxing.com.
Okay.
There should be a link right there.
So, seeing as how you've gotten this far in your career already, I mean, being at the age of 16 and you're already 7-time national champion, is this something that you're trying to make a career, or do you plan on changing it after, or what are your goals?
My goal is for the 2028 Olympics in LA, which is here in California, so it's really good. It's really close to me.
Really? So yeah. You're trying to actually get into the Olympics? Mm-hmm. Wow. Well, when you bring a gold medal over here, you better jump back on this show, sure, okay? Yeah. This better be the first show you jump back on. No, but that's cool, man. So you're really working to get to the Olympics. Mm-hmm. And you want to make this something to do for the rest of your life?
Yes.
Okay, because the reason why I asked is because I had heard or read up that you were actually trying to become a chef or something like that.
Yeah, that was well back from middle school.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So you changed that career a long time ago. Back. Oh, okay. So, yeah, I had read that and I was like, how does this even, like, how do you go from boxing to chef?
Yeah, I do love cooking though, yeah.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. What do you cook?
I make like burritos. Like, I make everything almost. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Better get 7-time champion in that too, man.
What's your favorite dish to make?
I like making. Okay, I'm not sure what it's called, but it's like a tortilla, and you put lettuce, the sour cream, and you like put the hard shell tortilla. And you put
tostada.
The beans. Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
A tostada.
And you put the meat and the beans and you wrap it up and you fry it with butter.
Not a tostada. Right?
That's a Taco Bell crunch wrap.
Yeah, it is kind of something like that. Yeah. Wow. But, like, with butter, it makes it like bomb. It makes it really better. Yeah.
Well, I make a killer grilled cheese.
Grilled cheese?
I'm telling you right now. American, topped off with some Swiss, another American. And some butter on that bread. Ooh, I'll tell you right now. I'm about to go eat after this. No, but that's good. I mean, we wish you the best of luck, really. We hope that you're able to reach that goal and get there. Are you on the road to there now? Like, you're actually working your way on there now? Yeah. Wow, that's really good. How far in are you in on that? Like, what's left? What do you...
So the Olympics is ready this year. So I have to wait another 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
To like for me to like be able to go.
Yeah.
So yeah, right now I'm just having like I have to so for all the nationals, I had to make sure I have to go to every single one to like make sure I'm getting ranked and just
so you got a lot of work to put in.
Keep it going.
Yeah.
Wow.
Are there any like junior Olympics or anything like that?
Yeah, there
that's
is.
Coming up.
Yeah,
are you gonna be in that or is it more like a like I gotta stay focused on the
No yeah, you have to make sure you have to go to like every single one. Like it's really important. You can't miss any.
Wow. That's crazy. Man, boxers put in a lot of work.
Yeah.
And so also, you're also ranked number 2 in the nation, correct?
Yes.
Now, can you explain a little bit more, like, what that is, what that means, and what it took for you to actually get there?
Yeah. So basically, like, kind of what I said, like, you have to make sure to go to every national.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, by winning, like, it puts you up. So, it's like, you have to go to win to get that number 1 spot.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you're almost to number 1, right? Like, mm-hmm. you're... All right. Yeah. Well, we're pushing for you.
What else do you need to do to be number 1? You got to like take out the current number 1 or how does that work?
I mean, yeah, like so you start off like let's say you're barely starting, you start like low, then if let's say you win, you go on to the next round and like you fight the higher girls. And let's say you win to like the last level and you like let's say you fight the number 1 girl and you beat her, that makes you number 1 now.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so you have to like make your way to the top.
Are you taller than her?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
How short is she?
They're probably like to my eyes.
Oh,
or a little bit taller,
okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That's
not... All right. Well, looks like you're going to have a night level match almost right there on that one. That's good, though. Now, do you do like Rocky Balboa training?
I mean...
No. Are you running up the S mountain? No, but you're training like... How? Walk us through like your training process. Like, what is it that you have to do different from compared to a male boxer, or is it the same kind of training?
I mean, yeah, the males definitely do something like different.
Mm-hmm.
Like they have like more stronger stuff like in them, but I do like everything the same though. Like I make sure I run, I like do shadow box, I hit the bag, the mitts, get sparring done, and
cool.
After like school and stuff and. After the Olympics and everything, like when you're older, do you plan on sticking just to boxing or do you want to learn like a second discipline and do like, you know, like mixed martial arts or something like that?
I mean, right now, since like it's a while still, I probably like I could try something different, but maybe not right now. I'm like just sticking to boxing. I'm not really into like I like MMA and stuff, but oh, I don't know about that.
We have our other brother, he's actually, he's going to be on the episode too. He's really like, no, like he knows his MMA stuff. Like he could take all of us out and he's our youngest brother.
Yeah.
And I'm actually scared to fight that guy.
He's shorter than
He's shorter than me, but he knows his stuff and
he can get you.
It's, yeah, heck he yeah, can get yeah. you. Yeah. But you know what? I don't know. He's never been up against a boxer, so you probably take him out. I mean, he ain't got that much power behind his hit, but
I think karate would be pretty cool to learn.
Really?
Karate.
I would like to learn karate. MMA, it seems too confusing for me. I try and I hurt and I rust and it's like,
you got bad knees.
Yeah, I got bad knees. I'm already limping all the way up here. It's terrible. So I don't know, but we'll see.
What's it like before a fight? Like right before a fight, before you walk out, I mean, well, how do you get pumped up?
I mean, yeah, I definitely get nervous still once in a while, but I mean, I just kind of like meditate to myself and just make sure I'm calm and like just focused, ready to go.
You don't like blast music in the headphones?
Yeah, that's like a little before though. Yeah.
What's your song to get you pumped for the fight?
I like Drake and a lot of artists. Yeah.
Really?
But Drake is number
one. If you had to pick one song, like this is the song I'm coming out to every time. What is it?
I don't know. I have like I get like favorite songs every week.
So like, dang. <yeah. laughs> So I listen constantly updating then.
It's always something different.
Awesome. All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and close this episode up, though. Alyssa, we want to thank you very much for coming on. Again, guys, she's having her tournament coming up in Albuquerque, New Mexico. That's going to be March 9th through the 16th. We'll be posting the link on there. So if you guys want to check it out and watch it, you guys go ahead and do that. Until then, thank you guys for watching and checking us out. Alyssa, again, wish you the best of luck.
Thank you.
And we hope you have a good one.
All right.